It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roane Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in prayer? Father, how we thank you for the privilege to just bow, call upon your name. Lord, as we read in your precious word, you invite us to come boldly to the throne of grace. And Lord, as we come to you today, we bow to you. Father, we bow and we look to you because, Father, you behold us. Your ears are open to our prayers. Father, your heart is turned to us. The eyes of the Lord behold the righteous. And I pray today, God, would you touch your children? That one that's sick, that one that's hurting in body, would you just simply draw them to you? God, as we open the mail every day, many of these precious saints, through the years that's prayed and worked and labored and toiled, and God, the battle's just about over. And Father, they've had to be parked somewhere in a chair, in a bed, hospital, sick. Oh, dear Lord, would you touch that body? God, once today soon, we're going to get a glorified body. But until then, may we just keep looking to you. And Lord, I ask you even now, keep our hearts tender. Keep our spirits pure. Keep our minds open to the things of God. No, Lord, may we be so yielded to you that we'd let the Spirit of God direct our thoughts, direct our motives, our actions, our very life. Just live for you. Get glory and honor, for it's in Jesus' lovely and precious name that we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. Thank you so much for tuning in today. What a blessing it is to be with you again with the precious word of the Lord. Let's open God's precious word again today, back to the book of Romans, chapter number 1, and we'll pick back up at verse number 28 just in a moment. But let me just mention, for our students, VBC Bible Institute, that we intend for our classes to begin the second week of August. In other words, it should be on the 9th of August. And all of these classes will be on the internet. And we will be getting information out to all of our students. We're in the process of doing that, getting it together. So be patient with us, and we'll try to hurry up and get all that done. Of course, about the time you start trying to hurry up and get everything done, everything happens. Making tapes here the other day, all of a sudden, here I got everything going, and all of a sudden on one of the tapes there was the clickety-clickety-click, and I said to myself, dear Lord, what's going on now? We're in the day of electronics. Are you aware of that? Electronics is coming in every which way, and you try to filter it out, you try to make sure it's all properly done. But I'm glad, praise God, for the day that we're living in, that I can sit here in my studio, make a radio broadcast, and it can go out there around the world by the means of electronic technology. Oh, what a day that's being fulfilled. Amen. Well, God's good. But can I say to you, sin is rampant in this world. It is. So you as God's people, may we simply stay in here with the Lord. Now, Romans chapter 1. We've pointed this out in the book of Romans. The book of Romans opens up with the gospel, the power of the gospel. I mean, my friend, can I say to you in the Old Testament, you read the Old Testament, and I do that every day. It's about land. It's about the land that God gave the children of Israel. You come to the New Testament, and it's about a man named Jesus Christ. And it's about the gospel, and it's about the Word of God. That's what the battle is today. Well, man has reached a time in Romans chapter 1, verse 23 says that they have changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. This world is changed, tried to get rid of God, move him out of the way. Well, what does God do? Does God scared to death of this world and just fade back? No. Verse 24, God gave them up. God simply said, you don't want my gospel? You don't want my blessing? You don't want my word? You don't want my son? You don't want salvation? He just gave them up. Verse number 25, God gave them up to affections. In other words, God gave them up to uncleanness and to the lust of their hearts, that they could go ahead and dishonor their own bodies. And the human body, God made man in his own likeness, in his own image. So this man that has the very image of God says, I don't want God in my life. And Lord just gave them up to fulfill the lust of their own bodies. And then they changed the truth of God into a lie. They worshiped the creature more than the Creator. In other words, they worship the man in their own bodies rather than God that made it. And then they gave them up to vile affection. And then the very use of men and women, the home, it takes a man and a wife. And then God gave them over in verse 28 that we just dealt with. Now let's go back to verse 28. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. And folks, have you ever seen such minds that are so polluted today? What a wonderful world we're in. We're sports crazy. And yet you sit and watch ball players that are millionaires and they refuse to even stand and salute the flag of America. Brilliant, I'll tell you. And then a preacher preaches and they laugh and have a time and go on and destroy their bodies. Go ahead. God gave them over to what? A reprobate mind. In other words, total sins, total rejection. We gave you the definition of a reprobate mind. And this reprobate mind that God gave them over to, you don't want God in your mind? He'll turn you over to your own mind. And you know what's going to happen to your own mind? To do those things which are not convenient. Convenient, that's a very good word. In other words, you think that you're getting the best. In fact, I enjoy sports. But if I have time, I sit down and try every once in a while to watch a ball game. And the commercials are my soul. It's beer and whiskey, things of the world. Oh, my goodness gracious alive, what a world that we've turned over to. And where does the drinking and the booze and the harassment lead to? More corruption right after another. Oh, the beautiful bodies that are strong, that are alive, that could be used of God. And what are they doing? Trashing them up. I mean destroying them, throwing them into a junk pile. Now look at verse number 29. Notice the word of God. In other words, God has gave them up. God's turned them over. He gave them over to a reprobate mind. And verse 29 starts up like this. When God turns you over to a world of sin, quits dealing with you, quits even speaking to you, says, okay, I'm going to let you go your own way. You're going to say no to God. You're going to say no to my son, to the word of God. Go ahead. Go your direction. And what happens? They're being filled. You either get full of God or you're going to get full of the world and the devil. Being filled with all unrighteousness. You want unrighteousness? Fill it up. This is what God's saying in the Word. Fornication. Oh, fornication. Is that what you want? Fill it up. And then wickedness. Look at the terms that God's using us. Unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Man, you talk about filling yourself up with all of these. And folks, this is our society. When I used to go to school as a little boy, I mean, the only thing that really worried me was that principal would catch me in some meetings and take me in there and take a paddle and wear my backside out. Warm up my little rear end. But what are we having today? You lock the doors of a school, and there's policemen that carouse the house, and there's young children in there with guns that's wanting to kill teachers, that wants to kill one another. My goodness gracious, how we've thrown the Bible out. We've thrown prayer out. We've thrown God out. In other words, preaching about righteousness and good things. In other words, sex education has just turned it over, and education has kicked God out. Our Constitution, they're trying to change it. Oh, and we don't want God. Folks, I want to say to you, Jesus Christ is still the only hope that there is. Look at verse number 31. You know the result of being filled with all of this filth and ungodliness? They're without understanding. I wonder what that means, without understanding. They can't even know God. They can't even recognize Him because they sure do not want Him. But folks, I want to say to you, I can't live without my Lord. How about you? Until next time, God bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.